From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Military jurors have sentenced Army Reserve Specialist Charles Grainer to 10 years in prison for his role in the abuse of Iraqi inmates at Abu Ghraib. The jurors arrived at the sentence today after finding Grainer guilty yesterday on multiple counts of assault, maltreatment, and conspiracy. Before the jury went in to deliberate the sentence, Grainer took the stand. NPR's Jackie Northam was in the courtroom at Fort Hood, Texas, and joins me now. Jackie, 10 years in prison was not the maximum Grainer could have gotten, was it?
No, that's right, Jennifer. The maximum he could have received for the charges that he was convicted of was 15 years in prison. So the prosecution got two-thirds, basically, of what they were asking for. The other thing that the jury came back with is that he got a reduction in rank, a forfeiture of pay, and then he will get a discharge from the Army, dishonorable discharge. Jennifer, when the jury came back and read his sentence, Grainer stood ramrod straight, stared straight ahead, and really showed no emotion at all. But in the jury, in the courtroom itself, one of the other soldiers charged in this case, Megan Ambule, she was actually kicked out of the Army for her role in the abuse. She just broke down and started crying.
What did Grainer's lawyer have to say?
Well, he said he would have preferred to see that Grainer acquitted. At the same time, he thought 10 years wasn't that bad. Another soldier who was convicted, he did a plea deal. He got the same amount of time, and it was reduced by a couple of years for much less serious charges. So he was happy on one hand, but he really did want to see his client acquitted. And he really thought that they should have brought some higher-ranking officers here to help explain this whole chain of command theory, which really is what their case was based on.
Now, Grainer did not testify in his defense, but after his conviction, he did take the stand today. What did he tell jurors?
Well, he told them pretty much what his defense team has been saying throughout this trial, and that was that he was ordered to do these things, ordered to soften up the detainees in order for interrogators. It makes them more pliable before they go into these interrogations. He was told that he was encouraged by military intelligence and that he really struggled with this whole thing of what they were asking him to do, and went and complained about it as well, and really to no end. He was just told, do whatever military intelligence tells you. Now, I spoke with Grainer after his sentence was read out, and, you know, he had a lot of interesting things to say along that. He said, well, apparently I followed an illegal order. And when he was pushed about, you know, did he have any remorse for what he was doing, he said, look, there's a war on. Bad things happen. You know, he said he was not bitter that the higher-ranking officers were not brought into the courtroom. So, you know, he didn't seem bitter at all. In fact, he was quite chatty. But, you know, obviously he would have liked to have got off as well.
Now, briefly, Grainer was described as the ringleader to the Abu Ghraib scandal. He's the first to face court-martial. Do we have any idea how other defendants might be treated?
There's two left that have been charged, and their lawyers were in the courtroom today, and they're going to be watching this very, very carefully to see how they go ahead with their cases.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Fort Hood, Texas. Thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer.